This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2246. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded June 6th, Antarctica, Asia, Brazil, Canada, Chad, China, Cuba, Finland, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Japan, Korea North and South, Netherlands, Oklahoma, Peru, Sri Lanka, Sudan, Turkey, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Venezuela, Yemen, Hit List, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Dan Robinson was checking the Friday broadcast, May 31st, from LRA 36 Antarctica, just below 15476 USB, via the remote in Brazil at 1347 UT. They seem to be going on and off the air, as frequently happens, but there was also interference from Furusato no Kaze on 15474.74 from a transmitter site in Asia, as we had predicted, checking the schedules. Filed under Asia Non, since it's Radio Free Asia, originating in the U.S., in the British Jazz Club, Paul Geiger in Austria reports on their QSLing. They sent me 4 paper cards for my reports in May, and Valerie Ripley sent this information. In order to optimize our limited resources, starting May 1st, 2024, we will be confirming up to 7 reception reports per listener per week. Your continued dedication means the world to us. We eagerly anticipate your next set of reception reports. And their new QSL card for May through August this year features bamboo and a motto. But I found incredible what she said. Did she mean they had been getting more than 7 reports per week per listener? One would think any reports from outside non-free Asia and from listeners not understanding the programming would not really be useful. But nice of her to QSL so eagerly. Reception reports go to QSL at rfa.org. On a remote in Europe, I heard on 6150 for sure from Germany, Europa 24. This is another station around that frequency, widely reported from Brazil. Still uncertain whether it's really licensed for shortwave. It's Radio Saturno in Belo Horizonte. And Hardcore DX, Moritz von Drischke in Belgium, heard it 60 hertz above 6150, May 31st at 0410, with some songs in Portuguese and talks. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany had tentatively logged it earlier on May 29th, measured at 6149.958, so it could be either side of 6150 with a poor signal, and that was at 0107 UT. On May 31st, Saharis Liangas in Greece says he cannot hear it at 07 UT via remotes in Brazil. On June 1st, Wolfgang Büchel did hear it via remote in Brazil at 0101 on 6149.965. Also on June 2nd, Zaharis Youngest in Greece was hearing it via remotes in Brazil, about 6149.97, from 0330 past 0407, or 0435. And here's another Brazilian, which is definitely unofficial, on 9370, Radio Frankenstein, reported by JRX in Paraíba State, who thinks it's also near him, June 2nd, Sunday at 2131 to 2140, mostly music but sometimes identifying. Via Kevin Redding, ABDX, Canada Non, a May 31st notice on the website of Vermont Public Radio, but it just calls itself Vermont Public. New country music station puts Vermont Public reception at risk in Montreal. It is learned that the CRTC has approved a license for a new country music station, 107.9 FM in Joliet, Quebec, 35 miles northeast of downtown Montreal, so listeners there may lose clear reception of our main radio station. If you're a Vermont Public listener who lives or works in Canada, you have until Thursday, June 6th, to share your thoughts or concerns with the CRTC and they give a link. It'll come online within 3 to 12 months. It would cause interference to WVPS northeast of Montreal. RHD 2 and 3 channels would be impacted as well. CRTC is not required to provide protection to WVPS or any U.S.-based signal due to an international treaty that provides no interference protection for U.S. signals on Canadian soil and vice versa. As long as it does not interfere with WVPS and the U.S. side of the border, it can legally operate in Canada. Vermont Public is the only broadcast source of NPR news in Montreal and programming from BBC and American Public Media. We are honored to serve thousands of listeners and viewers across the border. Some DX editors just cannot tolerate or understand why I file certain unders under a country non. Usually that refers to it being clandestine broadcast. More important to file it under the country it's targeting rather than the transmitter site, as long as both are specified. So, on 15505, June 3rd at 0618, I was hearing some heavily accented French. That's Radio Ndrassen International, via Wolverton, UK. WRDH shows it does use French as well as two African languages without specific times, Kanuri and Kanembu. Editors who delete my non-headers also delete the context and vary raison d'etre for such stations. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan refers to an article at CAHCN about a new test schedule for DRM from the People's Republic of China, all running 30 kilowatts. It's too long for me to give all the details of times, but I'll give the frequencies. So if you should hear DRM on these, you may well be hearing these sites. Beijing on 13825 and 6180. Dongfang on 21530 and 17770. Kunming on 15180 and 13810. Shishihar on 15760. And Urumqi, that's East Turkestan, 9655, 17830. Tony Pavic in BC has been monitoring Radio Vanacuba on 9700, trying to determine the schedule. It could be approximately 01 to 04 UT. One day he heard it coming on the air at 0110, and the latest he's heard it has been 0417. But it's not on the air every night. That is in Spanish, although in the past English has appeared on that frequency. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reports on 15230 RHC, parallel to 6,000 kHz with totally distorted audio. You cannot even identify the language at 04 to 05 UT June 2nd. Totally disturbed audio via remote in Canada and on others in Brazil. Rick Martin in Arizona reports on Cuban numbers weirdness, 11635. Tune in progress at 2110 UT June 3rd. The so-called HM01 number station, but with strange musical tones like heard months ago, tones, bird chirps, and other assorted madness, and five-figure voice number groups in Spanish digital text transfers. He says, first time heard here in weeks. And as a matter of fact, IGH have not run across any Cuban spy numbers in quite some time either. The following will be outdated unless you're hearing one of my very first broadcasts, but anyway, Scandinavian Weekend Radio will be on the air with their next shortwave broadcast on these dates, 7 and 8 June, 2nd and 3rd July, and 6th and 7th of August. They transmit once a month starting at 21 UT on Friday until 21 on Saturday. That's midnight to midnight Saturday, Finnish time. They run one frequency on 49 meters and another on 25, which are slightly askew, 5980 and 6170, and 11690 or 11720, as well as medium wave 1602. More details at www.swr.net. According to a reminder in communication of the British DX Club, Ari Kallio forwards news from Radio Real Mix, also in Finland, that new station run by Joachim Wexström, who announced that it would not be on the air the first weekend in June due to thunderstorm warnings. And the new frequency when it comes back, maybe the following weekend, would be 6195. And with a new stronger transmitter. Reports go to realmix.sw@gmail.com. That was on the NordX IO group. The following might be filed under France Non or Germany via Rolf Bender. This about Radio Atlantic 2000 or Atlantic 2000 International. It was first on shortwave on the 6th of June 1982, now celebrating 42 years. There will be a special broadcast instead on Saturday, June 8th, at 08209 UT via Channel 292 Germany, 6070 and 9670. Or at their website, radioatlantic2000.free.fr. In Australian DX News, two logs of that English language program Spotlight, inserted among other languages by All India Radio. Oops, I mean Akashvani, on 11810. Matt Francis reported it on May 11th at 1340 to 1355 during part of their Pashto language program. The same program reported by Rumen Pankov in Bulgaria on May 19th starting at 1342, called News in English for Listeners in Afghanistan. Upon Al-Silomar State Beach, California, more monitoring by Ron Howard of RRI, Nabiri, Program 1, Indonesia, on 7289.93. On May 31st, a quick check at 725 found an unusable open carrier, but at 0807, they were playing music until 0840, with announcers talking longer than usual in between songs and very slowly fading up. Then on June 3rd, heard from 0800 until off at 0857, with a variety of songs, easy listening, and Middle Eastern or Islamic influenced. At 8:51, started the Islamic segment, but cut off before completing it. And on June 6th, heard from 0755, were very poor with easy listening songs, and they were off the air already by 0805. Is Japan witnessing the death of AM radio? Via Mike Terry, a story from Japan Today by Chihiro Inoue on 3 June. Since February, some commercial radio broadcasters have begun a trial suspension of AM radio. A real possibility the pause will extend to a permanent discontinuation across the country as broadcasters look to cut costs. 13 of the 47 commercial operators in Japan have shut off their transmitters to see what effect the temporary end of AM broadcasts will have. It was launched in 1925, but may not last long enough to see its 100th anniversary next year. AM broadcasting requires large-scale transmission facilities, and the cost of upgrading them is several dozen times that of FM facilities. The Ministry of Internal Affairs and Communication says the trial shutdown could finish as late as January, and after that, it will be up to each company to decide what to do. Some transmitters of Voice of Korea, that's North Korea, are way off frequency. May 31st at 1823, during the English hour, the U-20 receiver was measuring it at 15245.244. How could such sweet music be coming from a hellhole rather than a paradise on earth? The next day, June 1st at 1536, I noted the same off frequency, clashing against CRI in English via East Turkestan, commies versus commies. Ron Howard in California says June 4th was the first day of an alternate frequency from Voice of Freedom, south to North Korea, 6045, and it was free of any jamming, while the former frequency, 5920, was still strongly jammed, super jamming, in fact, by North Korea. And then he presents detailed program info between 11 and 14 UT, with thanks to generous assistance from Pasarmalam and Amano in Japan, here provided in translation. At 11 UT, it's revealing the inside stories of top North Korean executives, a drama. At 11:10, some other drama. At 1200, a single tone and time check, a very distinctive singing station jingle. Voice of Truth, Voice of Hope, Voice of Freedom. At 12:15, Weather Observatory. At 12:20, a new program of drama which started this year and was once broadcast by another station, Echo of Hope. At 12:35, including a brief English segment about Academy Awards for the Korean movie Parasite. At 1300, Time Travel History Exploration Party. At 1320, Dreaming Youth Drama. And at 1330 to 1400, Korean People to Unity to the Future. In communication of the British DX Club, Radio Delta Netherlands has updated its planned shortwave schedule, although it's been very irregular and subject to change. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 18 to 22 on 6170. Sunday's also at 07 to 10 on 12030. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio, 2246. A non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. We appreciate financial support, which may be sent by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Of Oklahoma, when thinking of the 1170 Clear Channel station in Tulsa, I think of it as their original call sign, KVOO, as in Voice of Oklahoma. A much neater call, but it's been changing. Meanwhile, I see that KVOO is still not assigned to any AM station. In 2002, it changed to KFAQ, signifying a talk format, and in 2021 to KTSB, something to do with silly ball games. Now, Stephen Luce in Houston reports that according to an FCC filing, the station has requested and been granted another call change effective June 26, 2024. It will be KOTV. KOTV? Incredibly, that's Griffin's Channel 6 TV in Tulsa with CBS. So this will become KOTV Radio or KOTV AM. Now news about three shortwave stations in Peru. Ron Howard reports on 4820 Radio Senda Cristiana, or the Christian Way Radio, May 31st at 0858 with an open carrier. National anthem at 09 and announcements hard to copy. It's operated by the Cotahuasi Ministry Center Project. The website is still the same as originally established early last year. It is QuechuaMissions.com/Peru-2. Rafael Rodriguez in Bogota, Colombia, forwards news about 4930 Radio Pitumarca. Through Facebook Messenger, I received a response from the station about its silence on 4930. They are moving the transmission antennas by order of the Civil Defense of Peru, since many urbanizations grew near the place where they operated. They hope to be back on the air in a couple of months. 4930. Ron Howard points out it was off frequency when heard last October 27th, 4930.6, or 0.601, according to Brian Clark in New Zealand, who said the frequency was quite steady from Radio Pitumarca in Sequani via Radio Sur Andina. In Australia NDX News, Rob Wagner in Victoria reports on 4955 Radio Cultural Amalta in Huanta, Ayacucho, Peru, May 25th at 11:03 with happy Peruvian dance music and occasional announcements. A weak signal, monitored past 11:20 when it faded out. In Australian DX News, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports SLBC Sri Lanka on 11750. May 18th, signing out at 16:30, identifying, presumably in Sinhala, as Radio Star FM, then ads and disco songs. In his DX guides via BDXC, Tony Rogers says Radio Sawa stream for Sudan continues to be heard at 16 to 1657 UT on a 15445 in Arabic. Opening with a 5-minute news bulletin and documentaries, seemingly produced by sister TV service Al-Hura. I have not heard any references to Radio Sawa, only Al-Hura, although the daily content matches the Radio Sawa Sudan online stream, rather than Al-Hura. Site registered in HFC is Kuwait, but in wrong language, Chinese instead of Arabic. Kai Ludwig replies, the whole thing appears to be nothing else than Al-Hura TV audio anymore. At least it was so shortly before and after 17 UT. It looks like Radio Sawa ceased to exist last year, although the brand is still maintained in some ways, as announced before. During the past week, the English broadcast the Voice of Turkey at 22 UT to us on 11785.009 was missing on June 3rd. Something's always erroneous at Emmerlair. In mediumwave.info, May 25th via the British DX Club, Marco says, is 1278 kHz from Ukraine off the air. 1278 from Kurosawa is reported off since the 20th of May, according to a forum at vcfm.ru. From the Association for International Broadcasting, for World Press Freedom Day, Friday 3 May, BBC announced for the first time that over 300 World Service journalists, about 15%, are working in exile. Recent crackdowns on press freedom in Russia, Afghanistan, and Ethiopia have pushed more BBC teams to relocate for their own safety, many leaving family and friends behind. Staff at BBC News Persian have been working in exile for over a decade and continue to face harassment and persecution. Following the invasion of Ukraine, BBC News Russian journalists and their families were moved out of Moscow to the Latvian capital of Riga. Now 39 BBC staff remain in Riga. Also via AIB, The Voice of America has selected Alin Mlatisuma as the new director of its Eurasia division, providing news and info for Russia, Ukraine, Armenia, Georgia, and the Balkans. Any guesses where he comes from? It's Alin Mlatisuma. He's a native of Montenegro, boasting an impressive track record of fostering audience growth. Ron Norton of IRRS advises us that World of Radio is once again on shortwave. It's Sunday at 09:30 UT on 9510. The two medium wave airings from 1323 kHz in Italy continue, but one of them has changed time. Still at 2030 UT on Fridays, but on Sundays at 19:03. Unfortunately, that one is cut short by 2 minutes, as is a webcast Saturday at 23:33. On Saturday, June 1st, I checked out reception of our new broadcast on WTWW 9475 at 23 UT via various remotes. Of course, it's excellent here in deep North America, but on the West Coast, it was 15 over 9. In Holland, S9. In Argentina, S8. In Brazil, 10 over 9. Iceland, S8. Querétaro, Mexico, S9, but no signals making it into Alaska. However, in South America, we are squeezed by adjacent interference from 9470 and 9480. I also reconfirmed one of our streaming broadcasts via Satzzentrale in Germany, scheduled on Mondays from 17 to 19 UT. On their Technik radio stream is a shortwave corner in German and English, and World of Radio was at 1730. That website is satzentrale.de. Jeff White tells us that WRMI is now carrying On the Media, a weekly program from WNYC New York. It's a weekly investigation into how the media shapes our worldview. On WRMI, it's UT Mondays at 02 on 9395, and Thursdays at 21 UT on 15770. I see that it's normally 54 minutes long. He says this is the first time On the Media has been on shortwave. The producers are interested in hearing about your experiences. Tune in and let them know what you think of the program and send reception reports to info@wrmi.net or onthemedia@wnyc.org. They are also looking for short audio segments from listeners. Henry Minch replies, On the Media is quite good. Thoughtful, long-form, current events. I say, hear, hear. A great deal of excellent public radio programming could be on WRMI, but who or what will take the initiative? Radio Liberty in Russian is carried by WRMI 15770. On June 3rd, Wolfgang Büschel at 0446 heard them talking about Bible study. Since Radio Liberty is part of USAGM, I was concerned that they may have been violating separation of church and state. But Alexander Myatlikov in Ukraine says it is a U.S. federal agency, but it has had programs dealing with religious matters, but not actually propagating any religion. I check Alan and Angela Wiener Worldwide every UT Saturday at midnight on WBCQ 7490. On June 1st, it was obviously a program from early in the COVID pandemic. In fact, this was the 6th repeat show in a row. The last new one we heard was on April 20th, making me wonder if Alan or Angela be ill or something. What's the problem? Also facilitated by WBCQ on 9330, World's Last Chance Radio. June 3rd at 0622, I did not hear the usual exaggerated British accent, but an American accent, a pseudo-scientific wacko explanation of how the Earth has to be flat by shooting lasers across the oceans, etc. He says people are indoctrinated with globalism. It was really laughable, but how many credulous listeners may he convince, leading them into a life of delusions? In nightly band scans around 0630 UT, I've been hearing no signal from WRNO on 7505, until June 5th. There it was with the Gospel Huckster in English, 25 to 35 over 9. Are they back for all-night broadcasting again, even partly in Chinese? But the next night, they were gone again at 0620. About at 1160 in Cleveland, Missouri, I remarked that another tiny town achieves world fame by hosting a minor radio station as its city of license. But Frank Merrill says, I can beat that. Lowry, South Dakota, L-O-W-R-Y, with a population in the 2020 census of 10, has two 100-kilowatt FM stations, 100.7 and 91.9, and a Channel 11 TV station. Craig Christ provides a very useful website for identifying medium-wave stations for IRCA, and it's just been updated June 5th. In fact, there are 4,757 North American stations with their slogans in frequency order, and then by state or province, and some from Mexico. It's at misc.kg4lac.com/IRCA. Last week we noted that Radio Vanuatu 7260 had been off the air but was back as of May 30th, except lacking modulation. Ron Hard notified the engineer, and modulation also resumed the next night, May 31st, especially during those public service messages in Bislama at 0630. Back to normal, and continued to be monitored on June 2nd, 3rd, and 6th. However, on the 2nd, their clock was way off, causing them to sign off early at 10:49. In Australian DX News, Chris Martin in Queensland says, they now seem to be using only one frequency day and night, 7260, not noted on 3945 or 5040. Estación 4940, probably in Venezuela, if not Colombia, had been missing quite a lot, but Manuel Mendez in Spain says on June 1st, he was hearing it at 0502, but it went off the air at 0509 abruptly and was not back by 0635, perhaps due to electrical failure. Yemen Anon, we continue to check 11935 for the Saudi relay of Republic of Yemen Radio, which sometimes is in the clear and other times with a horrible noise blob. Well, June 4th at 1650, it was heard in Arabic and no horrible noise blob. However, after 17 UT, there was a bit of noise heard underneath. Ron Howard forwards a report from Rob Wagner in Australia, also on June 4th, that it signed on at 30 seconds past 04 UT with a strong signal and buzzing, which started at exactly the same time as the station. The chances of jamming starting at exactly the same time as the transmission are extremely low. This seems to indicate that it is indeed an intermittent transmitter fault. And on June 6th at 18 UT, Paul Walker in Alaska says, no buzzing or humming. Modulation low, but audio is okay-ish. Heard again quite well. There is a new update from Alan Rowe of his World of Radio hit list on our website, worldofradio.com, including news about the World Radio Network, Unique Radio in Australia, HCJB in German, Weekend Music Radio from Scotland. Or you may go directly to it at www.w4uvh.net/hitlist.htm. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued June 3rd. Active conditions expected June 9th with A and K indices peaking at 12 and 4 and 10 and 3 on the 10th. After that, 5 and 2 or 8 and 3 through June 29th. Solar flux peaking at 180 June 11th down to 170 June 13th to 19th and up to 205 by June 27th. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors, Glenn Hauser, hoping you'll hear me again next week as I conclude this week's World of Radio number 2246 with a standard disclaimer.